mom's life.
Such a warmth in the shape of your eyes. I could feel my wings releasing. I knew your words were gonna take me high. If you're lost or have doubt, call on me and we'll both shut it down. I won't let you fall. I'm with you now, so get your feet off the ground. Whenever you're sinking, you've got to stay strong.
Welcome to It's a Mom's Life here on Active FM. We hope that you had a really good day. Tando is unfortunately not with me today. She hardly had a voice this morning. So we're going to be carrying on with what we've been speaking about for the past month. We have sort of gone into this month, but that's okay. Yes, so last week we spoke about permissive parenting, not putting down rules, you know, for your children, letting your kids do what they want to, always taking their side, being their friend, and basically not being their parents. So it's not really a kind of style that you want to entertain or go into. And if there's certain traits, you know, you can always go and fix it. But we speak to you about that in last week's show, so go and actually listen to it. Today's content comes from www.healthline.com, and we're speaking about uninvolved parenting. So it sounds a little bit daunting, but it says uninvolved parenting, also called neglectful parenting, which obviously carries more negative connotation, is a style of parenting where parents don't respond to their children's needs or desires beyond the basics of food or clothing. and shelter. So basically, you're not responding to any of the emotional needs. It's just like, here's food, here's clothes, here's shelter, and that's it. Well, it's not the greatest of parenting styles, right? These children receive little guidance, discipline, and nurturing from their parents, and oftentimes kids are left to raise themselves and to make decisions, big or small, on their own. So we're not teaching our children in this kind of parenting style. They're just basically left alone to do what they want to do and to do things that are hard that maybe they can't do, but they're left on their own. So it's a controversial parenting style, and because of this, it's also easy to pass judgments on these parents. But whether you're an uninvolved parent or you know someone who is, it's important to remember that this parenting style isn't always intentional. So it's not always that the person actually intends to be this kind of parent. There are various reasons for uninvolved parenting. So it doesn't necessarily mean that uninvolved parenting is always that someone decides to be uninvolved. Situations may have come about because of bad decisions, but also maybe just because life happens. So it doesn't necessarily mean the person is doing it deliberately. So there's certain signs and characteristics of uninvolved parenting that we need to sort of note. You know, we may be a little hard on ourselves thinking, oh, you know, what if I'm an uninvolved parent? I often do certain things that maybe looks like an uninvolved parent in this category. But it says here, many parents can identify with being stressed, overworked, and tired. So you might think, oh, I'm uninvolved because I'm stressed, overworked, and tired. I don't have really a lot of time with my kids because I just want to relax. You know what we mean, right? When things get out of control, you might brush off your children for a few minutes of quiet and solitude, yes. But that's not necessarily uninvolved parenting. As guilty as you might feel afterwards, these moments aren't characteristics of uninvolved parenting. Uninvolved parenting isn't just a moment of preoccupation with oneself. Rather, it's an ongoing pattern of emotional distance between parents and child. So it's actually an emotional connection. Sometimes when you're busy, you know, the emotion is still there. I don't want to be busy. I want to be with you, but I just can't right now. That is still an emotional, it's a spiritual thing, right? So it's not always the case that you're uninvolved. Signs of an uninvolved parenting include focusing on your problems and desires, right? Whether it's work, social life apart from your kids, or other interests or problems, uninvolved parents are preoccupied with their own affairs. Now, again, this is not to say that, you know, it's not a thing of, well, I don't want to be preoccupied, but I am preoccupied. It's more of a decision. I'm preoccupied. I'm actually not going to concern myself around you at this point in time. So much so that they're unresponsive to the needs of their children and make little time for them. So, you know, if a child needs something, okay, go get it yourself. Go do it yourself. That kind of response is not great. Teaching them is a different story. But going, listen, I know you can't do it, but go do it anyway, is a very different story. Everything else comes before the kids, right? In some instances, parents might outright neglect or reject their children. Go to bed, I'm busy now. Or go to bed, I'm busy watching my program. Instead of, what is the problem? Let's pause the program. Are you okay? Okay, cool. Go to bed. It's more of a rejection than just having your child, you know, leave you alone for a bit. You're showing signs of rejection. Again, this isn't always a matter of choosing a night at the club over family game night. Sometimes there are issues at play that seem outside of a parent's control. So sometimes there could be things, you know, that are bugging parents, you as a parent, and now you are literally going, okay, well, I'm not going to be, you know, giving my child attention because I'm just too stressed right now. I don't care about them. Go to your grandparents. It is a problem when you do that, when you become emotionally unattached. So that brings us to our next point. Lack of an emotional attachment, right? An emotional connection between parents and children comes naturally for many people. But in this case, an uninvolved parent, this bond isn't instinctual or automatic. So it's not something that you as a parent, I'd like to put it like this. You as a parent actually don't miss your child. You don't want to be around your child. You would rather not have your child. those are all symptoms and signs to go, maybe there's a problem with you, with yourself. That sounds so bad, but you understand what we're saying. The parent feels a disconnect, which severely limits the amount of affection and nurturing they extend to their children. There's also a lack of interest in children's activities. So because of a lack of affection, uninvolved parents aren't interested in their children's schoolwork, activities, or events. I know with Joshua, you know, he comes to me and he goes, "Mommy, look, I did this." And I often have to remind myself, "Oh, wait, he's talking to you. Oh, that's beautiful. Wonderful. Good job." That's important. Even those small little things, right? If you're going, okay, just go away. Just like that. That's a problem. They might skip their sports games or fail to show up for a PTA meeting or fail to show up for, you know, a concert, something like that. Now, please, you know, looking at this, don't derail here. There's times in life that, you know, you get busy and maybe you weren't able to go to one of these things, but it's when you promise with the intention of not going, "I'll be there. Don't worry. I'm my baby. I'll be there." And then you don't pitch because you knew that you weren't going to pitch. Then there's a motive problem. Or when you really have missed something and your sorry is an empty sorry. So you've missed it. Oh, doesn't matter. They'll get over it. That's a problem, right? And when you miss something because of a selfish need or of your own. So in other words, your child is really wanting something, really looking forward to something like a concert or something like that, really wants you to be there, to be with them, and would rather go to somewhere like the pub or a knitting club, whatever your preference is, but you'd rather go somewhere else than support your child. It's really important for us to analyze those situations. The fourth one is no set rules of expectations for behavior. So an uninvolved parent typically lacks a discipline style. So unless a child's behavior affects them, these parents don't usually offer any type of correction. So you don't correct your child. If your child does something, you'll watch and you'll turn away. That's a problem. They allow the child to act how they want, and these parents don't get upset with their children's performance, their poor performance at school or with other activities. In fact, they're sometimes not even interested. I think it also often comes from what happens when you were a child, what happened in your childhood. These kind of things can affect your parenting. And if there is something that is like that, you know, it's important for you to get help. As much as we think we probably don't need help. It's important for us to get help to go, how do I parent properly when I haven't been parented properly or taught properly how to parent? Yeah, I haven't been set an example. It's really, really important. So the takeaway today, regardless of the underlying reason, it is possible to change any parenting style that you have noticed characteristics. You know, either being uninvolved parents or whatever the other parent styles that there were, you are able to change those. It might help to seek counseling, like we've just spoken about, to deal with any mental problems, past abuse or other issues that prevents establishing an emotional bond. Remember, that is an important part of a relationship with a child, an emotional bond with your child. This isn't something that'll happen overnight, so you need to be patient with yourself. So if you're sitting and you're going, "I'm an uninvolved parent. I'm really trying not to be uninvolved. I need some help." Make sure that you get help, but also take the time. And be mindful of when you are with your child. If you're interested in developing that bond with your child, the desire itself is a great first step. That is the first step to discovering your change, right? Is accepting, "I haven't been great at this parenting. I have been uninvolved. Now I want to, I actually want to be involved." Then it's important to acknowledge that. Talk to your healthcare provider, your pastor, your leader about what you can do to add healthy nurturing to your family dynamic. And know that you are your own being with your parental child needs. And it's so important, you know, if I can encourage those, I mean, we probably have a wide range of listeners, but getting into a church environment is really important as well, because there's family there. And you will see examples of family, and you'll be treated like family, ups and downs and all. it's just a really good place to be in, and to get your support that you really need. Hence, we're going to end off now in Psalm 127 verse 3. And it says, "Behold, children are a gift of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward." Children are a gift from the Lord. Children are not born just out of the mother and father's desire for, you know, for love and lust. But a child is a gift from God. A child carries your name. A child carries the purpose of God. A child is there for you to nurture and to grow and to teach and to love, and to see them grow into something that, that if God, and God does, looks at him or her, he'll go, wow, they're amazing. Why? Not only because of what God has done, but what God has done in you to put into that child. So children are not just, you know, things that we give birth to and then, you know, we get them to do chores and make sure that they do stuff for us that benefit us. Children are there for us to be able to grow them, to be able to love them and nurture them into the purposes of God. That is what we are called to do. We are called to take our children and go, this is the way of the kingdom. This is the heavenly way of the kingdom. This is the purpose. This is making disciples of nations. And then when they get of age, they will then go out and teach others to be just like Christ. And that is exactly what we want to do. So again, this is not a condemnation talk. Where we fail, we always can look at ourselves and go, wow, I need to fix that there. Sometimes we need a little bit of help, and that's okay. But that's why it's important to get into such an incredible environment, like a church environment, that'll help you to actually do these things. So it's really, really been good. That's it from me, Denise D, on It's a Mom's Life, where we live, laugh, and love on Active FM. Make sure that you go and like us on Facebook, show us some interest, tell us what you want to hear, and we will be hopefully having Tundle back next week. But that's it from me, Denise. Have a good one.
Stay updated and entertained with Active FM on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, LinkedIn, Spotify, Anchor, and everywhere else. Engage with us. Like the posts, comment, share them out, retweet and repost. Spread the word. Active FM. Radio has never been better.